What matters to you?
How are you going to work differently?
Are you having great conversations?
How can we support you to work differently?
It's all about people.
It's all about people.
It's all about people.
Hello, you're listening to the It's All About People podcast. My name's Katie Collier. I'm the Social Prescribing Development Lead in the Lincolnshire Personalisation Team. Our usual podcast presenter, Matt Evans, isn't getting the podcast microphone back, actually, until the rest of us have had a go playing with it. And with it being National Social Prescribing Day on the 14th of March, we thought we'd mark this auspicious occasion with a chat about the role of social prescribing link workers and how they can work together with other personalised care roles to enable people to improve their health and well-being. So my guests today are a social prescribing link worker and a care coordinator. So welcome to Marissa Shaw and Jackie Tyson. Marissa, could you just describe your role as a social prescribing link worker?
Yes, so social prescribing link workers connect people to community-based supports. So that can be activities and services that meet their practical, social, and emotional needs that are going to affect their health and well-being. So that can include statutory services like housing, welfare, financial services, and we're often called on to be a physical support out to these activities, and we help people with forms. Sometimes we help people make those links in the community. So we'll facilitate conversations, help increase people's ability to develop friendships in the community.
Wonderful, thank you. And Jackie, if you could just tell us what being a care coordinator is all about.
Hi there, Katie. So a care coordinator is all about organising and coordinating care for patients in the PCN. So that's the primary care network. So we look at tracking patients as when they're admitted to hospital. We provide care navigation to our patients. We look at coordination with a pharmacy and also tracking while patients are in the hospital. Contact and support after admission. So when the patients are discharged from hospital, we'll contact them to see if there are any support needs. We also look at care plan reviews and care plans for the patients. And we also work with the enhanced care home team within the PCN to support those as well. And we all work part of the Living Well team.
Brilliant, thank you. And is there a particular cohort of people that a care coordinator targets in your area?
So we primarily work with people that are discharged from hospital. So if they're discharged on a pathway zero, we will contact them and see if they're settled at home, if they need any other information with regard to their discharge. Particularly around pharmacy, do they need any care at home, anything to help them with their recovery? So if they need occupational therapy, if they need equipment in any way, we can guide them in the right direction.
Excellent.
And also as well into social prescribing. This links is where we link in with social prescribing as well.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah. And another personalised care role is that of a health and wellbeing coach. And one of the questions that people often ask is, what's the sort of difference between these roles? So, Marissa, I don't know if there's anything, what would you say to that? How would you try and explain that?
Being coaches work more with long-term conditions, long-term chronic health conditions. For those clients that would like to stop smoking, perhaps lose weight, they work to develop plans for achieving goals that the patient wants to achieve, and helping them develop that intrinsic motivation to make behavior changes. And they provide one-to-one support. Over a 12-week period, they'll have six sessions where they discuss the goals and the plans the patient's created, and they provide an opportunity to give feedback to them about, you know, how that plan's working out, and accountability, because accountability is really important for making any kind of behavior change.
That's brilliant. Thank you. And Jackie, you mentioned earlier that you're all part of the Living Well team, the wider multi-agency team in South Lincoln Healthcare Primary Care Network. So could you just explain a little bit more about how that team works?
Okay, so anybody that's referred into the Living Well team comes into our triage, so the occupational therapy teams triage the patients, and then we have a discussion about them, and then we can decide who's the best person within the team to provide support for that particular patient. So we work very closely with, as I say, community pharmacy, the mental health teams, the local nursing teams, the health and wellbeing coaches, and the social prescribers. So there's a wide variety of support there for the patients in the community that we can direct our patients to.
Brilliant. And so how do patients come into that team? Is there a specific route, or do they come from various different groups?
They come from a care coordinator point of view. I would pick patients up that have been discharged from hospital. So they would request support in a certain particular area. I can then coordinate the pharmacist or the occupational therapist to go and I can then refer them into either pharmacy or occupational therapy to support the patient with their needs from that point of view. The same goes for sort of mental health and nursing as well. I can refer them on to those services.
Brilliant, thank you. And so Marissa, could you just tell me a little bit about an example maybe of how in your experience these personalized care roles can work effectively together to make a difference for a person's well-being?
Sure. So recently I had a client referred by the GP practice. The referral was for social isolation. The person wanted to become more involved with their community. Once I started working with the person, I found that they had a diagnosis of epilepsy that they'd had for a few years, but weren't really sure what it meant for them, what it meant long term, what it meant for having relationships. So I referred them to the health coaches, and they talked to them about their condition, gave them lots of information around it, and then helped them develop a safety plan that they could put in place at work to protect them in case they had a fit there, and discussed what it meant for relationships going forward. This person was concerned that someone might not want to have a relationship with someone who had fits. So they were able to talk to them, you know, on that emotional level as well, you know. And now that person has that safety plan in place, and they're developing the self-confidence to try different roles at work, which is increasing their sense of self-efficacy and self-esteem.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's a really good example. So what I'm going to ask you next really is just to finish with, what is it about these personalised care roles that makes a difference for people? Marissa, if you'd like to go first.
I would say that we have the time and space to really listen and pick apart what it is that someone needs to increase their health and well-being. GP appointments are short, you know, statutory services are overwhelmed a lot of times. They don't have that time to give the personal support that people need.
Great, thank you. And Jackie, what about from your perspective?
So from a care coordinator perspective, I feel that we can let our patients know that they feel supported in the community, so they don't feel on a precipice of support. So they can go through an admission to hospital or have a circumstance change while they're in the community and feel that they're on their own and having to deal with it, we can pick up with those patients and reassure them and direct them to a service that could potentially help and support them in the future. So there's almost like a covering of the gap between the services that are the acute services and the community services.
Yeah, so it's like smoothing people's journey, I suppose, is it, through the health system?
Yes, it is. And also it's introducing people to other services which they can access without necessarily going directly to a hospital or a GP, services that people didn't necessarily know about.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of just working with people then, of the things that you've mentioned, what would you say is the most important factor in terms of in your roles? Jackie first.
I suppose the most important factor is providing reassurance and ideas and enablement so that people can actually take control of their healthcare journey themselves. They can be proactive themselves, which will hopefully bring a better outcome.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And Marissa, what's top of the list for you in terms of what makes it
giving better? People that time, giving people time to really listen to them and find out what's important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you both so much. I mean, it's really clear, I think, from what you're saying, that time, that listening, and that enabling people to take more control over their health and well-being, working in that person-centered way, makes a huge difference in terms of people's self-confidence and choices and behaviours and that sort of thing. So thank you so much, both of you, Jackie and Marissa, for joining me to share your insight and experience. It's been really good talking to you. You've been listening to the It's All About People podcast with me, Katie Collier. I'm sure Matt will find where we've hidden the mic eventually, so you'll hear from him again soon. But in the meantime, shall we just say happy Social Prescribing Day, and thank you all for listening.